some of my most interesting and rewarding conversations as a rabbi are held with people who are studying for conversion, people preparing to convert to Judaism. New to the entire range of Jewish beliefs and values, many conversion students tackle their studies with rigor and dedication. They want to know everything. They inquire about the Jewish views on heaven, messianism, sin, afterlife. None of these are too surprising. And a lot of conversion students also want to know what Judaism has to say about angels. Do we believe in angels? What do they look like? What do they do? Do angels still exist? Are there angels in the world today? And it's these questions that I want to address with you today. And in order to look at these questions, I want to talk about 1948 and a Jewish clothing salesman from Kansas City named Eddie Jacobson. As many of you know, in November of 1947, the United Nations passed the Partition Plan, which opened the door in the world diplomatic community for the formation of a Jewish state in Eretz Yisrael, in the land of Israel. And the plan was pushed through the United Nations with great support from the United States. In fact, without the United States' support, the Partition Plan would never have passed. But following the vote, in the spring of 1948, pressure mounted in Washington for the United States to reconsider its position regarding the formation of a Jewish state. The State Department, which then was under the leadership of George Marshall, argued that if the United States continued to support the right of a Jewish state to exist, that it would encourage the Arab states to seek out alliances with the Soviet Union. Keep in mind that at that time, in 1948, communism was the chief concern, the chief fear of the United States. So an Arab alliance with the Soviet Union was a real threat. And therefore, a change in the United States policy towards the establishment of a Jewish homeland, that change in policy looked like a real reality. And that is where Eddie Jacobson, the clothing salesman from Kansas City, comes into the picture. At one time, Jacobson had a business partner. But that partner, he quit the clothing business in order to pursue a career in politics. Yet Jacobson and his partner, they remained close. And in the spring of 1948, with pressure mounting for the United States to reconsider its position regarding the establishment of a Jewish homeland, Jacobson paid a visit in Washington to his ex-business partner to plead the case for a Jewish state. Jacobson's ex-business partner, he had influence in Washington. He could affect change, and he would listen to Jacobson. Jacobson's ex-business partner was President Harry S. Truman. After meeting with Jacobson, a meeting with the Zionist spokesman Chaim Weizmann followed, and then President Truman resolved to resist temptation, to resist the pressure from the State Department, and he stayed firm in his support of a Jewish state. Later that spring, with the support of the United States, Israel was born. And the United States has consistently remained a close ally. Eddie Jacobson was an angel. Eddie Jacobson was an angel who made the President of the United States hear the cry of the Jewish people. Eddie Jacobson was an angel whose message allowed Israel to be born. And according to our tradition, having a message is what defines an angel. An angel needs to have something important to say. We recently read in Genesis about three angels who come to visit Abraham and Sarah. They have messages from God. In his commentary on the Torah, Rashi asks, why are there three angels? Couldn't God just have sent one angel? Answering his own question, Rashi suggests that an angel can only carry one message. And here, God wishes to tell Abraham three different things. First, to bring wishes of health to Abraham. Second, that Sarah would have a baby, despite her advanced age. And third, that God was about to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. Three messages, three angels. Now, maybe an angel can have more than one message, but what is clear is that an angel always has a message. Remember the story of the binding of Isaac, Akedat Yitzchak. The text tells us that Abraham's faith is tested when God commands him to sacrifice his son Isaac. And in an agonizing and disturbing narrative, Abraham is about to kill his own son. He's poised to slaughter Isaac when suddenly an angel appears. Abraham, Abraham, don't do it. It's a message from God. An angel always has a message. But let me demonstrate something interesting. Close your eyes, and in your head, picture an angel. Picture an angel in your mind. What does the angel look like? Yeah, throw out some ad. What does the angel look like? Wings. Anyone else? Wings. Mm-hmm. An angel in most of your minds appears supernatural, not human. And while the classical understanding of angels is that they are messengers of God, it does not necessarily mean that they are supernatural. Often in the Bible, in fact, the term malach, angel, and ish, man, are used interchangeably. The three who come to visit Abraham are called malachim, angels, and they're also called anashim, men. And in the story of Joseph, let's recap the story. Joseph is sold into slavery in Egypt. He eventually becomes Pharaoh's right-hand man. He's reunited with his brothers and his family when they come to Egypt and search for food. They all stay in Egypt. They have kids. And then they're eventually enslaved in Egypt. Then they're led out of slavery by Moses. Then it's on to the wilderness, 40 years. They become the Jewish people, and they eventually settle the land of Israel. This entire sequence of events, our entire history as a people, is predicated on Joseph being sold into slavery by his brothers. But immediately before Joseph is sold into slavery, the Torah tells us that Joseph gets lost, and he cannot find his brothers. All of Jewish history is set to be derailed. Joseph is helplessly lost, and then he encounters an unnamed man. This mysterious man helps Joseph find his way, setting Jewish history back on its destined path. The commentators claim that this man was an angel. For without his message, Joseph and subsequently Judaism would have been lost forever. And that the Torah simply calls him a man teaches us that anyone, any person can be an angel. We can all be angels. I saw an angel the other week in the halls of Sinai Akiba Academy. I was going into my office when I overheard a conversation between a little boy and his mother. The little boy had obviously just celebrated Shabbat in some tekes, in some ceremony in his class, and he came running over to his mom and said, "Mom, I gotta tell you, we have to light Shabbat candles." It was clear that this little boy wanted Judaism to play a more central role in his family's life. Telling his mom that he wanted to light Shabbat candles was an important message. And for his family, this little boy is an angel. Parenthetically, it's not a bad advertising campaign. Sinai Akiba Academy, where children become angels. Not bad. Any other school claims to do that. Now, Rabbi Telushkin taught us the other week that Hillel and Shammai were two great rabbis, and they were rivals in terms of their rabbinic thought. Now, we often associate Hillel as the nice one. Hillel was more lenient, and he was known to have embraced strangers. And Shammai was stricter in his rulings, and he was not known for his congeniality. Yet it is Shammai, in Pirkei Avot, who teaches that we need to greet every person with panim yafot, that we need to greet every person with a smile. For Hillel, smiles came easily. But Shammai, he had to try harder. And therefore, he commands that we greet one another pleasantly, that we greet one another with a smile. Because Shammai recognized the importance of an encounter with another human being. He recognized that an encounter with another human being can be life-changing. In other words, greet everyone with a smile because we never know the difference what we are saying can make. We never know when we can be an angel. A simple hello in passing, a smile and a kind word to a lonely person, a demonstration of care and compassion, or even hard words, words of critique, words of criticism that someone you know and love needs to hear. For a mother hearing that her child wants to light Shabbat candles, for a president of the United States hearing his old friend's support for the establishment of a Jewish state. At any time, any one of us can be an angel. The mysterious man who helped Joseph, the men who came to Abraham, the one who stopped him from killing Isaac, the little boy in Sinai Akiba, and Eddie Jacobson, and any one of us. Do we believe in angels? Absolutely. And at any given moment, at any time, without even knowing it, an angel can be you or me. Shabbat Shalom. Mm-hmm.